Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And I am flying solo this week. An interesting state of affairs. Bill Olson is off on assignment. He's doing some testing and some hunting and some stuff that I wish I was doing. And my good friend and mechanic Wayne Cronin was going to join us, except he forgot to ask his wife, and Nancy had other plans for him, so he couldn't make it. And so our other good friend, we have more than one, Carrie O'Day, MG Arms Incorporated, was going to come on because we're sort of automotive oriented today, but Carrie also races Bonneville, all kind of stuff like that. And unfortunately, his wife called me yesterday, and Carrie's running a fever and can't make it. So it's just going to be me and you folks out there. Our guest today is Jim Allen. He is product planner for Mopar Parts and Accessories. And most of us, especially in the great state of Texas, we buy a Jeep or a Ram truck, and we got to mess with it. We got to do something different to it. And there's a lot of things that you can do, and Jim's going to tell us all about it. In the meantime, remember, you are listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. This is Harold Gunn, and mentioned a couple of people that are going to be sitting in for Bill couldn't make it. Had my friend and mechanic Wayne Cronin shown up, I would have asked him, what should we be doing right now for our vehicles, Wayne? And he would say, first, of course, check the air in your tires, which you should do every month, by the way. And there is a placard inside your door frame that gives you the cold temperature, cold poundage that should be in your tires at that time when you check them. But do that. It's really wise to do that monthly. And then and certainly check for wear. You don't want to get out there in the field and have a whoopsie. Also, he'd probably suggest that you change your oil every 3,000 miles and your filters. That is just a great way to stop problems before they start. Every 3,000 miles, normal oil, I suggest everybody, though, goes to the synthetics because they cost more, but they also last a lot longer. And there's some really great great products out there. Mobile One is one that comes to mind. Really good to check that out. And then if Carrie O'Day had made it, we'd be talking about getting ready for upcoming hunting seasons. Of course, the first thing is practice, practice, practice. And, you know, cost of ammunition now and the availability of ammunition, hopefully you're on the lookout for some good deals. But also, when you're sighting in, whether you're rechecking last year's rifle or your new one, remember, start with a full box of ammunition, and once you get sighted in, take the remainder of that box on the hunt, because amazingly, it can be the exact same ammunition from the same company, but from box to box and lot to lot number changes can really affect the accuracy. I've had some of these things that just changing from one box to another one is a foot off from where I had it sighted in. So you need to do that. Also, you know, clean those rifles. If you didn't clean it after you finished up last year, shame on you. And again, as we always say, never, never, never use WD-40 as a lubricant because it's going to turn to varnish. I had one friend of mine and a deer stand at my place, pulled the trigger, nothing happened. And as he was getting ready to check his rifle out, then it went bang because the firing pin had been stuck because somebody he had loaned it to had sprayed it with WD-40. So don't do that. It's great on some things, but not for cleaning your firearms, okay? In the news, quite a surprise this week. Bill would have a lot more to say about it because they're in contact all the time. Texas Park and Wildlife Department Executive Director Carter Smith announced that he is going to retire effective January the 23rd, ending a nearly 15-year tenure that strengthened private land stewardship, expanded state parks and wildlife management areas, bolstered conservation, law enforcement, and park funding, and brought a renewed focus on connecting Texans young and old with the state's natural resources. Smith, who began his professional career in 1992 as TPWD management intern in the Wildlife Division, has served as executive director since January of 2008, overseeing policy, personnel, funding, and strategy for an agency of more than 3,300 professionals in 13 divisions. During his tenure, the department has acquired significant new public lands, such as Palo Pinto Mountains State Park and the Powderhorn Wildlife Management Area, directed major initiatives toward enhancing and restoring freshwater and coastal habitats, added important new biologists, park and law enforcement positions, constructed new facilities such as the Game Warden Training Center and the John D. Parker State Fish Hatchery, launched the Texas Outdoor Family and Texas Children and Nature programs, secured significant new funding for state and local parks through the dedication of the sporting goods sales tax, and strongly championed the need for the Recovering Americans Wildlife Act, and so much more. I mean, Carter has just been a phenomenal director, and we certainly wish him the best on what life is going to lead him to at this point, because he has been quite a guy up there. Something's been going on now that's a big deal that we really promote, and that's the Star Tournament, the CCA Star Tournament. And that's going on till through Labor Day weekend. And it's a cheap insurance policy if you sign up for this thing. You can do it online very easily or just about anywhere where you buy your, you know, your fishing equipment and your supplies and stuff like that. It's just if you're going to fish on the Gulf, you've got to absolutely sign up for this tournament. You have to, because here's a guy that's really happy he did it. Just announced, Senior Chief Stephen Barris, U.S. Navy retired of Corpus Christi, the first Blue Tag certified winner. He'll be awarded a 22 Maudy 22-foot V-boat with a Mercury 150L Pro XS Optimax engine and a coastline trailer. Steve and his fishing buddies, Jim and George, pushed off early Monday morning, June 20th, from North Padre Island. While running down the ditch, George asked the guys, "Where do you all want to fish this morning?" Jim replied, "Wherever the tag redfish are." George set a course to one of their tried-and-true spots on the flat near Pita Island. With the motor up and a slight breeze at their back, they floated across the extensive flat. Being the good friend that he is, Steve positioned himself at the stern of the boat to let his buddy Jim cast from the bow in hopes to get him on more fish. With a rod and reel in hand and scattered potholes all around, Steve let his bone super spook fly. With a few twitches of the wrist and that familiar sound of a topwater exploding, on a calm morning set in and Steve was hooked up. He exclaimed, "She blew it up!" It was not until the redfish was safely in the net before they realized it had a blue tag waving at them. With chairs all around, Steve clipped the tag, released the redfish. With the blue tag in hand, Steve headed back to one of our official weigh stations, says CCA. This is Roy's Bait and Tackle Outfitters, to turn in the blue tag. And thank you, Senior Chief Stephen Burris, U.S. Navy, retired for 26 years. Serving our country. Couldn't happen to a better guy. So let us go ahead and get into what's going on with the tournament and look at the leaderboard. Our favorite category, of course, is the Star Kids Scholarship Division. $30,000 scholarship for the leader, but then it runs down four more places. The fourth runner-up gets a $2,500 scholarship. So right now, leader is Corin Bashy, 8-pound, 3-ounce. And then our fourth runner-up is Eli Boone with a 4-pound, 11-ouncer. So get out there and fish, friends. Gaff Top leader, 6-pound, 1-ounce, Brooks Summerall. And the fourth spot is Brenham Thorne, who's 9. Star Teens, again, $30,000 down to $2,500 scholarships. Our leader, 7-pound, 8-ounce, another Bashy, Hadley Bashy. They get out there every year and get something going on. Gaff Top leader, Rayleigh Hendricks, who is 12. Hadley is 11. Then, getting into the inshore division, our sheepshead leader right now, 9-pound, 6-ouncer, Stephen Morales. Gaff Top leader, 7-pound, even, William Hendricks. Black drum leader, 14-pound, even, Hunter Fesco. The offshore division, kingfish leader with 44-pound, 6 ounces, is Nichosen, it looks like, Yeri. The Dorado leader, 40-pound, 13-ounce, a new one, Walter Rhodes. And the Ling, 51-pound, 11-ounce whopper from Ted Broadus Jr. Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division, Marco Rocha got the first one of those, and he gets a new Ford F-150, the Haney Mercury engine, Coastline trailer, all that good stuff. And, of course, we just announced Stephen Burris has got the first blue tag. So good stuff. It's starting off great. But, again, if you're going to fish the Gulf, sign up for the CCA Star Tournament, okay? Very important for you and all your friends out there because you're going to have a whole bunch of new friends once you get that boat and trailer package, okay? We're going to take a short break. We shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas. And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. This is Harold Gunn, and let's check the best bets from Texas Outdoors Journal, the Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as fair. This Sunday and Monday are two good days. Tuesday and Wednesday are our two best days of the week. Thursday and Friday are two more good ones. Next Saturday and Sunday both slip to fair. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until early to mid-afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from late morning until mid-morning. Excuse me, until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have adjusted, and game's going to be actively feeding from early afternoon until the early evening hours well before sunset. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid-afternoon until just before sunset. On Tuesday, June 28th, we will have a new moon. On the coast this weekend through Thursday is a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Friday has a single tide schedule as the only one of the day. Next Saturday and Sunday both have a single tide schedule. We got a lot of fishing reports to go through. Normally, Bill would be here to help me, so sort of bear with me if I hiccup occasionally on this one. Let's go to the Gulf because it is jumping out there now. Marsh fishing has slowed as the weather's warmed up on Sabine Lake, but night fishing in the lights at Texaco Island, good for trout using live shrimp on Carolina rigs or free lining. Bolivar, the Peninsula is holding trout on the bayside over the reefs. Hannah Reef is hot early with live shrimp under a popping cork and artificials. Goat Island is producing redfish the same way. Trinity Bay, wells out there, the bay wells, I'm sorry, holding good numbers of speckled trout. The flats adjacent to the HLNP spillway are fair for speckled trout. East Galveston Bay, good catches of speckled trout in the open bay under diving seagulls using soft plastic lures. Galveston Bay, good numbers of speckled trout are being caught around deep water structures outside of Eagle Point. West Galveston Bay, catches of speckled trout have been good for those throwing live croakers over deep shell. Texas City, offshore fishing for red snapper has been outstanding. Fish have averaged near 15 pounds, and a few kings are being caught. I'm scrolling, by the way, friends. West Matagorda Bay, good. Fishing is typically slow on the backside of the full moon, and we're still waiting for the surf to improve, but reefs are holding trout biting on a croaker. Port O'Connor, trout are good using live croaker. Redfish are good on live shrimp and croaker. Black drum are good on dead shrimp. And sharks and sheephead are good with live shrimp. Rockport, fishing is great. It's been incredible in the low winds. Redfish are great out to 2 feet of water with big schools of redfish in the shorelines. Follow the birds and bait fish to locate redfish and tempt the bite with anything. Port A, good. Trailer Island's holding nice redfish biting on cut mullet. Nice catches of trout freelining with croaker. Baffin Bay is good. Winds are still up, creating tough fishing conditions, and murky water is stirred up. So look a little like mud, but low tides make it difficult to get in the flats. But trout are biting, and so are redfish and flounder. South Padre, water's hot. Fish are relating to the edges. Limits of trout are coming early in the morning, and that's the way to do that one. Port Isabel is good also. Limits of trout are coming early in the morning, so that's a good sign. Checking the Panhandle Plains region out there, Arrowhead is good. 3 feet low, and water temperatures increase. The fish are moving to deeper water. Catfish may be caught early and shallow. Cisco, great. Bass are good, up to 9 pounds on the north side in 20 feet of water. Hubbard Creek. That's good. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on drop-offs using slabs or small swim baits. Meredith. Overall bite is in full swing anywhere from 5 to 40 feet of water. Bass are good on minnows and artificial baits. Catfish are good on live and stinky bait and punch baits. Crappie are excellent with jigs and grubs. And trout are a little slow, but everything else is going along really pretty good. O.H. Ivy. White bass are starting to run with good bite on live bait. Crank baits, crappie are good. Possum Kingdom. Striper fishing is great. Trolling with white and chartreuse spoons seems to be the best tactic. Let's move to another part of the state here then, my friends. Of course, I've got the slowest computer in the building. That's the problem. Here we go. Prairies and lakes. Okay. Let's see what we've got going there. Come on, friends. Come on. There we go. Okay. Bastrop. Lake Bastrop is fishing great for bass and strong schooling action. Starting the hot water discharge early in the morning using small topwaters. And I'm only trying to give you the good ones, so decent won't get it. We're going to go for the good stuff. Granberry is good. Channel cats are biting very well on small shad and prepared baits in the shallows. Grapevine is good, similar to the winter pattern, and fish are holding in deeper, 25 to 35 feet of water on the drop-offs. Landing a few catches of catfish and crappie are mixed in, so that's a good deal. Limestone, excellent. Largemouth are good in 4 to 13 feet of water on wacky worms and cinchos, and that's doing well. Palestine bass are good on Carolina rigs with 8-inch worms and brush hogs. Ray Roberts, sand bass are fair, schooling intermittently, but blue cats are really good in 40 feet of water. Stillhouse is good. High-quality, low-density population of white bass makes summer fishing like finding a needle in a haystack, but find a deep bait and fish hanging around that with your sonar, and then create a little commotion with your lures, and you're going to do good. Tuwakini, the white bass and hybrid striper bite is very good. And let's move across the state again. Sorry about that. I know I should probably upgrade to a faster computer. Right, Bob?
You need to.
Blame it on me.
I'm back.
Yeah. Okay. One, two, three. Let's get to the hill country, okay? Brady Lake is good. Largemouth bass are good up to 6 pounds on crankbaits, chatterbaits, and worms. Brownwood is good. Bass are 4 pounds on shaky heads, crankbaits and jigs and stick-ups between the docks. Good topwater bite early. Big Lake Buckhannon, great. Crappie fishing is really good in 22 to 27 feet of water. And the bass are good with a topwater bite on walking-style lures like the Berkeley Jaywalker. Canyon is good. Largemouth bass are good near the hydrilla in 12 to 25 feet of water using flukes and trick worms. LBJ. Bass are good in the morning, fishing up to 5 feet around boat docks and rocky points on the lower end all the way to the Colorado River using Carolina or Texas rigs with a lot of action going on out there. Travis is good. Okay. Starting the marinas in the morning and ending the marinas in the evening, largemouth bass are schooling and biting on topwaters, spooks, and small swim baits on the bluff walls. So things are going well there. And Waco, it is good there too. Crappie are good in 25 to 40 feet of water and also suspended at 15 to 20 feet in the timber. Okay, so that's a little bit of our walk across Texas on that one. Get all my notes together here. Hunting, for information on everything that's going on there, you need to get the Parks and Wildlife Annual. That's going to tell you what's going on all the time. But through August 31, javelina season is going on in the South Zone. Also through the 31st, squirrel season in the open counties. So now, normally this time, Bill would pick on me asking if I'm gasoline-powered or plugged in. But it's gas, and we're going to go high-end, because Audio Bob has got the big bucks, and this is probably going to be his next vehicle. The 2022 Mercedes AMG E35 sedan, all-wheel drive. And Bob nods. 429 horsepower, inline six. Interesting they've gone back to the inline sixes. I had one in my 51 Chevy. Anyhow, of course, it's got the AMG performance package, so their 4MATIC all-wheel drive system adjusts for any incident. The AMG Sport Suspension is based on their system, Air Body Control, they call it. Of course, inside, beautiful, plush, dual zone AC, AMG illuminated door sills. It says hi when you get in. And the screen will blow you away because there's two of them. You got a 12-inch touchscreen display and a 12-inch widescreen digital instrument cluster. Inductive wireless charging, a good place for your phone there. Anti-theft alarm system, brake assist, all kind of safety products, obviously, as you would expect with Mercedes, like blind spot assist, surround view system. How they do that, I don't know. It's like magic. Of course, this one's got the goodies. So optional, the AMG performance steering wheel, the air balance package, 19-inch twin-spoke wheels, black seat belts. That's a fashion statement, I suppose. Driver assistance package with active distance assistance, active steering control, active lane change, active emergency cross traffic. I mean, it's got the works. This thing is a gorgeous vehicle. I love sedans anyway. Good mileage on this puppy, and it's scary fast. Of course, it rides beautifully, but 24 miles per gallon average. That's 21 city, 29 highway. and loaded to the gills, like I say, with the extra AMG goodies, which I found out once upon a time, AMG is the initials of the founders of Mercedes. Don't ask me what their names are, Bob, but I'll have to look that. I got our research department to look that one up. But based on this, it's 75 foul, loaded to the gills like this one was, 87.6. But, you know, you're looking for style and luxury. Ain't no bad Mercedes, friends. The 2022 AMG Mercedes E53 all-wheel drive sedan. We'll be back with our guest, Jim Allen, right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. This portion of our show is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets the energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It's the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife, period. I mean, all the results show it. Even though it is free choice, they only eat what they need. And I love the fact that pigs and raccoons do not mess with it, especially since you've got a free choice situation going there. But it's just so easy to use. And they know what they're doing, and they will help you out, okay? So for information on Fortified Cottonseed and all their blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That is 806-839-2122. And now we are joined by Jim Allen, product manager and planner, Mopar Parts and Accessories. I think I just gave you an extra title there, Jim. How you doing?
Not too bad, Harold. How are you?
It's different, you know, flying solo. It takes me back to my youth when it was just me and the microphone and my audience of 5-10 people out there that were listening. But it's going great. And how are you enjoying your vacation?
I am enjoying it. It's a beautiful day here in Michigan, so the sun's shining.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 85 degrees, no complaints.
Well, I want you to know that in the fall, my son will be attending the University of Michigan, so I am looking out for him for some work-study programs, so I may be calling you. You'll be up there in Ann Arbor. Well, a double master's degree in mechanical engineering. That's
fantastic.
I'm so proud of my little boy. And our friend Kimberly Schultz, she said, is he interested in automotive? And I said, I can make him interested in automotive. Anyway,
there you go.
Mopar has been around for a while, hadn't it? Did they start off? They started off making like
early parts.
Early parts and fluids too, right?
Correct. Yes.
What am I trying to think? What's that stuff you put in your radiator? That's coolant.
Coolant, yes.
Do you guys still make that?
We still carry coolant. We still carry a bunch of fluids. Obviously, the portfolio has grown into many parts. So, it's been a great run for Mopar and continue to be so.
Well, the start of the show, I was telling the audience, you know, here in Texas, we always mess with it. So whether we're buying a Jeep or buying a truck, okay, but now what? Now your stuff, we can do it after the sale, but we can also look at the stuff when we're purchasing a new vehicle and say, by the way, I would like the 2-inch lift kit.
You sure can. And then some of the parts you could actually, as you're purchasing the vehicle, you could actually select, and then they are actually put on from one of our custom shops.
Okay. What is the most popular area? I mean, I'm a performance guy, so, you know, anything I get my hands on, the first thing I'm going to do is a cold air induction and a cat-back system.
So we offer those on many of our products, actually. Jeep has one. Jeep has the exhaust, mm-hmm. has the cold air induction. Dodge Ram has one for your 5.7-liter Hemi. Our Charger has the same thing. It's just what's your preference, right? So
sure.
with every vehicle that's out there, I mean, the beauty about accessories is you can kind of make it your own, right? So
yeah.
If you're the guy that wants to put a nice Mopar lift kit on it, a bigger set of tires, go out two tracking or hit the rock, it's, you know, sky's the limit, right?
Sure.
One of our most popular Jeep accessories right now would be the new Sunrider flip top for hardtop. So what it does, Harold, is it takes the two freedom panels that are right above your head and the passenger's head.
Mm-hmm.
You remove those, and it goes in place of that. So it's actually made of soft top material. So you just unhinge the front at the windshield and then fold it back, and away you go.
Yeah, back just briefly, as we're mentioning the cold air and the cat back, friends, because that's the mantra, you know, let that engine breathe in, breathe out better. And those are really inexpensive add-ons that greatly improve, well, it can improve your performance, obviously, and it can improve your gas mileage, except normally, once you do that, you put your foot in it more than usual, right?
So, you're right.
And that's your fault.
Yeah, I do have a heavy foot myself, so I wouldn't get the fuel economy bonus out of that deal.
There you go. Let's look at lift kits, because, you know, you see people, they come roaring down the road, especially here in Texas, and they're roaring down the road, and the body is like, you know, 3 feet above the axle, and I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, you sink it to the axle, you've sunk it to the axle. It doesn't matter how high your body is. Don't some of these people get a little carried away?
Some people do, but again, it's personal preference, right?
Sure.
I mean, there's guys, it depends on what level you would like your vehicle to be at.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just, you know, like for me, for instance, I had a Gladiator, and I had a ton of our Mopar accessories on it, and I loved it. Mine was it was more of a pavement princess, I will say that. I kept my Jeep clean. I like a clean vehicle. It aesthetically, it looked great. I got compliments all the time on it, so for me, that fulfilled my need.
Yeah, I was at an event once at your proving ground area. Y'all still doing those custom hoods? It's got like maps on them and stuff that they had on the Jeeps. So interesting graphics.
We do. We offer decal kits for many of our products.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the offerings?
For Wrangler, we have a couple different offerings. We have a Moab offering for mm-hmm. Wrangler. We have decal kits for Ram. We have a Rebel decal kit. We offer a bunch of different kits and just some paint protection film that we also offer for the, you know, the front of the hood or what have you.
Yeah, I'm looking on the Jeep site, and that's the people got to go online because the catalog is there, and you can let your fingers do the walking, you know.
Right, you just go to store.mopar.com mm-hmm. for all your listeners.
Yeah, so big brake kits. So that's got to be better than the brakes that are going to come from the factory, then. No, don't give me a one-word answer, Jim.
No.
So how much bigger are they?
I mean, obviously. Yeah. So there's a lot that goes into the development of a big break kit as well, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
So there's testing that has to be done. It goes through various different events, and all of our engineering team that works on programs like that just try to strive for a better.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is some great stuff. Before we run out of time in this segment, what about lighting? I mean, a lot of people put a lot of accessory lighting on these things, don't they?
Did I lose you?
I think. Are you there now?
I can hear you now. Can
okay.
You hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah, I was asking about lighting. About light kits are very popular, aren't they?
They sure are. Light kits are offered for Jeep and for Ram. One of our newer products for Ram is, obviously, if you've seen the Ram Bar, that's very popular. You can throw lights on top of that.
Oop. Did we lose you again? Tell you what, Jim, it's about time anyway. We're going to take a break and check our connection, friends. Okay, so we'll be back in a couple of minutes, hopefully, with Jim Allen, product planner, Mopar Parts and Accessories right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we have a personal approach that sets us apart from traditional lenders.
My name is Hannah Whitaker, and I'm marketing and operations specialist for Capital Farm Credit. I just want to be there for our farmers and help them out because I grew up with it. I understand how busy they are, and the last thing I want to do is interrupt their busy schedule to sign a few papers. Once you become a member here at Capital Farm Credit, we go above and beyond to welcome you into our family.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The 33rd Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of almost 100 prizes in 7 divisions. That's over $1 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Whataburger, Haney Boats, and Mercury Marine. Winners spotted. Sign up at startournament.org, local bait camps and marinas. Sign up now.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn, along with our guest Jim Allen, product planner, Mopar Parts and Accessories. And, of course, in the real world, things happen with cell phones, but we're reconnected now. But also want you to know this portion of Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration when it comes to take the time to invest in these hunting tools. The professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of all the products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made for you, okay? Because we need, obviously, your uses, the size of the firearm, and your budget. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. I recently did a story with them using their thermal imaging device from Steiner, and absolutely mind-blowing. That opens up a whole new world. There's a lot of opportunities for night hunting in our listening area, okay? Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States, and they will ship to your location for free. For information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. You know, Jim, some of those thermal things would be good on those Jeeps.
For sure.
Well, they've got one.
That's
of
right.
These guys got one of these things that it's magnetic, and you actually put it on. You can put it on your roof and Bluetooth it to your phone or to your instrument panel there, you know, your infotainment center, and drive along, and you can see some really nifty stuff.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, I've decided I want to put you on the spot. I promise you I wouldn't, but that, you know, you can't trust me. No, curious. Got to ask. Stellantis used to be, think of it, you know, it was Chrysler. Stellantis announced they're going to stop making the Hemis, the Hemi V8s. If that's going to be the case, are you guys loading up on crate engines?
Well, there's always crate engines available.
Okay.
Right? So you can buy many different offerings for crate engines from us. So As far as moving into the future, I don't have the exact numbers nor the answer.
Yeah, I don't want to put you on the spot, and I don't remember the deadline. You know, but it's still an infrastructure thing. You know, they're doing some great things with electric. You know, but there you go. What are some of the other things that are more popular for people to do the add-on? I mean, you know, when I was a kid, the only thing we could do is put fuzzy dice on the rearview mirror. That was about the extent of our accessories. But the sky's the limit now, isn't it?
Well, right. I mean, like before the break, we had discussed like the RAM bar for the Ram 1500 and mm-hmm. TRX. It's something you could add our 5-inch off-road LED light kit to. We have a bed-mounted spare tire carrier for that vehicle. You can put rock rails on our Jeeps, on our Rams, off-road running boards. We sell those as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sky the limit, right?
Yeah.
What do you want to add? We offer wheels. We offer many different products for your vehicle to the way you would want it. And if it's looks or function, we cater to each individual that way.
But I've done, you know, a fair amount of off-roading, being in the business that I'm in, and getting test drives and stuff like that. But I'm, you know, and I drive pretty good, but I'm still no expert on all this stuff. What is this deal where the tires on some of these vehicles, they look like they're screwed on from the outside? What is that thing?
Oh, the beadlock.
Yeah.
So the reason the beadlock's there is so you can air down your tires to a pressure of, you know, let's say like 8 PSI, for instance.
Okay.
And then you can slowly do your rock crawling and maneuvers without worrying about the tire coming off the bead of the wheel because it doesn't have enough PSI. Like if you were to use a standard wheel,
mm-hmm.
right, you have nothing holding because there's that side load. You have nothing there to hold the tire onto the rim. That's what the bead locks are for.
Well, that makes sense. I'm looking at a picture in your accessory catalog of a really tricked out Ram truck, and it's got this fabulous hood with this big scoop on it and TRX on top of it. Is that an option from you guys, that hood?
It's an option on the TRX. That comes standard on the TRX.
Okay. Some good stuff.
Yeah, the TRX is our new. Obviously, it's our high horsepower Ram, 702 mm-hmm. horsepower, 1500 TRX. Oh. So it's very nice.
Boy, it is. Cargo, that's a big thing. Storage, covers, stuff like that. I'm looking at one of the pages. You got a bunch of different cargo covers. What are some of the options there?
So for tonneau covers, we have our soft tonneau cover. We have a tri-fold soft tonneau cover. We offer a tri-fold hard tonneau cover. We actually offer a hard single one-piece tonneau cover. It depends on what do you like. Mm-hmm. I personally have tried on my Gladiator. I had the roll-up on my first Gladiator, which I really enjoyed. And then on my second Gladiator, I ordered, came with the Trifold Soft, which I liked. The function was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then I eventually went to a Trifold Hard Cover, which I really enjoyed. So, again, they all have their pluses and minuses for, you know, whatever reason. But it's great because I could throw all my gear, my golf clubs, everything in the back, not worry about them getting wet. They drain. They have the tubes that go right out through the bed, so very easy to install, and it's just, they're nice. They're very nice.
Well, those that hunt and fish and also maybe work out of their truck, always very interested in how to hide your stuff and how to secure your stuff. And I'm looking at one photo, and I love the title of it, No Rest in This Bed. And you've got all kind of storage and drawers and hidey stuff. What are some of those systems?
So that would be a deck system mm-hmm. that we offer through our dealer network. So it's got two roll-out drawers. You can throw your tools in it. You can lock it. Those are very handy for the, you know, the guys in the field, right?
Yeah.
So people doing construction, what have you.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. Actually, you really can't tell it. You have to drop the tailgate to open the things up, and that's kind of cool. Trailering is a big deal. Is there any ways? I mean, here I've got X package that I've purchased, but there's any way to improve my trailering capability or flexibility?
Well, we do offer electronic trailer brake modules for our vehicles as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you could purchase one of those, add it to your vehicle, obviously cut back on, you know, the wear and tear on your actual vehicle brakes using the trailer to help slow you down.
I'm looking at things. I mean, I've got the benefit of obviously being online and looking at the catalog. The teleswivel hitch receiver, what is that?
I have not used that, so I would not. I would have to get back to you on that one.
Well, it easily and quickly attaches to your trailer by extending and swiveling on the trailer ball. So, see, I got one up on you because I can look at my computer. Steps. What a step. See, my thing is I'm super short, and sometimes some of these things are jacked up, and especially the you know, the heavy-duty trucks that I get a chance to test, I'm going, why didn't they put a step on this thing? Because it's really awkward for me, because as short as I am, cute, but I'm short. What kind of step options do we have?
So we offer side steps. We offer running boards. We offer rock rails with steps. For one of the applications, I'm trying to now grab my computer. Since I lost our connection,
right. I understand.
I kind of painted myself into a corner.
That's
there, so
okay.
I apologize.
That's okay. It'll work out.
No, but they do. They do come in handy.
Cause,
even I'm not overly tall, but I'm 6 foot tall. So even for me, sometimes getting in and out of a truck, I'll use the sidestep depending on if the truck has a lift kit or not.
So. Right. Well, it's interesting stuff here. Again, like I say, I'm thumbing through the catalog online, and it's like, ooh, you know, there's an accessory trailer camera setup that you can get. And those are just unbelievably special. I mean, they're really a big help. So for the audience, as the clock ticks on us, where do we go to check all of these wonderful Mopar accessories for our Jeep and our Ram and even our Dodge?
You go to store.mopar.com, and then from there you can search by vehicle, or you could put in your VIN, your vehicle identification number, right into the system. It'll pull up what accessories fit your vehicle, and away you go, right? I mean, sky's the limit.
I love it. And then we go to dealers. Are there any other shops beside a Stellantis-type affiliated dealership?
Just through us, go through the dealer network, or you can order online.
Ah, that's great. Jim, appreciate your time today. It's been an adventure.
Thank you, Harold. It was nice talking to you today.
Okay, my friend. Thank you so much. Again, our guest, Jim Allen, product planner, Mopar Parts and Accessories. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my 4 kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. and we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn, feeling lonely, but I do have Bob. Thanks for showing up today, Bob. I really appreciate that. Not completely alone. Anyhow, let's check the calendar real quick. Remember, the CCA Star Tournament's going on right now statewide through Labor Day weekend. You got to sign up for this. Just go to ccatexas.org. Real easy. June 29, Van Zandt County Heritage Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation in Canton. Go to nwtf.org for info on that. July the 2nd, the first annual Red Snapper Shootout in Port Mansfield, adult and junior divisions. Go to portmansfieldchamber.com. And, of course, do not forget coming up, this is the Independence Day, July 4th, long weekend. Celebrate what made this country great, okay, friends? And go to some events. Go out and hunt and fish and go in your brand-new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember that Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, and they hold a charge remarkably for 7 years, friends. These lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So as they tell us about the upcoming hurricane season, if you lose power, this is what you need. For our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free, I like that, same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com, and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that is 20% off anything they offer on that wonderful website, and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com, okay? And do remember, of course, all that good Mopar stuff. Check that out. You can really have fun looking at that. That's store.mopar, M-O-P-A-R. .com, and there's lots of goodies there that make your vehicle just that much more special, okay? Do remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. You see a list of our wonderful affiliate stations all across this great state and also into Louisiana. And also at the top, say, listen to our show. We archive all of our programs there. So you can click on it and scroll down to a guest you're interested in or whatever and check it out. Also, we're on Facebook and Instagram, Stitcher Smart Radio. Go to Facebook. You know, share with your friends. It'll help build the audience too, okay? So remember, if you're on the water, in the field, be safe out there. Join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
My place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.